All right, guys. Obviously, we got one more practice to go during this mini camp, and then be a little bit of time off for the players as we get ready for training camp. Obviously, we want to come out and finish strong tomorrow. I thought we had a nice practice today. I thought the tempo was good. I thought the execution was better today, and I think our guys. The one thing about them is, every time we challenge them, I think they come back and respond. So I was pleased with the way that they practiced today, really both sides of the ball, as well as in the kicking game. The only thing I got for you as far as injuries are concerned, in addition to what guys that didn't practice yesterday, Mike Jenkins did not finish practice, banged knees a little bit, and then Phillip Adams got a little hamstring.
Is the issue with Latavius Murray anything serious that could go into training camp? Or
No, I don't anticipate it at all.
Going into the off season, did you explore the possibility of bringing in veteran receivers, or did you just feel good about the group?
Well, a little combination. I think we looked to see what was available, really, at all positions. But, I think we got some young talent here. Now, we need somebody to step up and really kind of separate themselves a little bit. But I like our receivers. I like the young talent that we have. We spoke yesterday from a consistency standpoint. That's one of the groups that, has got to become more consistent. But, I like what we did today. I thought, we were able to get the ball down the field a couple times today. And we just need, some of these young guys to step up for us this year.
Should a guy like Streeter and Last year to this year?
Well, that's really where you see the most growth in players, from year one to year two. They've had these experiences. They've had a chance to learn from a full season. You anticipate them, growing and developing and continuing to get better. A guy like a Jerron Kreiner, is a guy that needs to become more involved. He's a guy that we're looking forward to, to kind of step up and fill a role for us.
What has to happen for one of those guys to become the number one guy, to be the clear-cut, the go-to guy?
Catch the ball. I mean, really, that's, at the end of the day, that's we need guys to go up and make plays for us. And, it's understanding, the route combinations, understanding the different techniques of running certain routes. Those are all things that you gain with experience. But at the end of the day, what a receiver is paid to do is go up and make plays on the ball, and that's what we're looking for.
Is there more than one guy right now, or do you have one right now?
Well, I'd say he's the guy that's got the most experience out there right now, and he's a guy that we're counting on, being our number one receiver. But we need all those guys, and we need some of those young guys. A guy that we drafted in Bryce Butler, we're expecting him to be able to step up and compete. And, I think at the end of the day, we'll have five, maybe six receivers somewhere in there that have a chance to help this football team.
Coach, you feel like you got enough veterans on the team? You look at the roster, you got a lot of young guys. That could be a positive, but at the same time, do you think you have the right amount of leadership?
Well, I feel good about our leadership on the team. I think always, all of us as coaches, you'd love to have a team full of established veterans that, have been there, done that, won championships, done those types of things. But really, when you look at it, we've got some veterans on this football team that can lead this football team. McFadden, Marcel Reese, Matt Flynn's done a nice job for us. You go over the defensive side of the ball, you got Lamar Houston and Andre Carter, Nick Roach, Kevin Burnett, then you go into the back end and we've got a bunch of players there. Charles Woodson's a guy that we brought in to kind of, not only be a playmaker for us, but fill some of that veteran leadership that we need back there. So I feel good with where we're at from a veteran standpoint as well as a lot of young talent.
I think Sean Payton mentioned something last week about interest in doing a joint practice with you guys before the exhibition game. Is that something you consider?
Well, it's something that we've talked about. I don't think that's going to end up working out, but it is something that we kicked the idea around, really both sides.
You said you saw improvements on both sides of the ball today. We could see the improvements from the quarterback's perspective. Talk about the improvements. improvements you saw today on the defensive side?
Well, I mean, I thought our execution on defense was better. I think we're running to the ball. I think we're doing a great job of being able to get our hands up, knock some balls down at the line of scrimmage. I think every day we go out there, our guys get a little bit more comfortable working with each other. It gives us the ability to be a little bit more multiple, a little bit more flexible in what we're trying to do defensively. So really it's more from the standpoint of really the knowledge of the defense and what we're trying to get executed, as much as it is about, the playmaking ability. I mean, I think we got enough playmakers on our team that, if we'll execute, we'll be able to make plenty of plays defensively.
How much will the depth and veterans you have at cornerback this year allow you to be more multiple on defense this year, maybe?
Well, listen, I think it's a critical area of our football team. The way the National Football League is now, I mean, everything's centered around the quarterback. Offensively, it's centered around the quarterback. Defensively, what can you do to affect the quarterback? And that's rush and coverage. And, we've got to be able to have both parts working together. I think our coverage aspect is going to help our rush this year.
Coach, what do you see from the special teams unit? You brought in Bobby April, veteran special teams coach. What do you see there?
Well, Bobby's done a great job. I think he, along with Keith Burns, have done an excellent job with our special teams. We've got it. Right now, we've got everybody working special teams, and we're putting a huge emphasis on that this year. And I think with the depth that we've been able to add on our football team, it's going to allow us to play a lot faster on special teams.
What have you seen in C.O. Moore?
I like C.O. C.O.'s a rookie. He makes some rookie mistakes, but he's a big, powerful man, and he's got a little bit of pass rush ability to him. So I like some of the flexibility that he gives us.
You talked last year with Miles, rookie mistakes. He didn't make the same mistake twice. Once he made it, he learned. Is C.O. that kind of guy where when he makes a mistake, he's able to learn from it pretty
quickly? Yeah, I mean, what you look at football intelligence, and he's got some football intelligence, some football savvy about him. We've got a big volume of stuff that we're throwing at him, and sometimes it can overload him. But he's a guy that continues to go out there and work every day. His work ethic and his understanding of the game of football is going to allow him to be a good player for us. As a rookie, we got to be able to live through some of those rookie mistakes, though.
Leaders earlier. How much does Andre Carter, I saw him on the sideline, teaching a guy? How much has having him help, especially on the defensive line?
He's been great. He's been great. I made mention of him. Another guy that's been great in that room is a guy like Lamar Houston. He's coming into his own as a player and filling a leadership role for us, and that's critical. You got to have the players in the locker room that buy into the system, that buy into the philosophy of what we're trying to get accomplished, that preach the same message. And at the end of the day, when their expectation of themselves is either equal to or greater than what our expectation of them is as player, as coaches, then that's when you really got something.
Dennis, is Woodson sort of diving into the role you wanted to do in terms of on the field and also a leadership, or is he sort of just kind of picking his spots now? What are you seeing there?
Wood's been great. Yeah. He's done everything that we've asked him to do. He's really exactly what we thought we were going to be able to get in a player like that, a Hall of Fame caliber player that's made a lot of plays on the football over his career. We're going to continue to ask him to do those things. And I think as he's gone throughout his career, he's taken on more of a leadership role. And he's done a nice job in that regard for us.
Do you see Rashad Jennings getting a lot of carries just to keep Darren fresh this year?
Well, I mean, I think that'll play out as we go through, the rest of the offseason and in training camp. When we put the pads on and really start – getting after it, we'll see, where he's at from a run game standpoint. I mean, I've been impressed with some of the things I've seen so far, but, that still kind of remains to be seen.
Watson came in with a reputation of a guy that really intriguing athletic skills, but, hadn't played a ton of football yet, though. Has that showed itself, or is he farther along maybe than some people think in terms of?
Well, I mean, I don't know what other people think. I mean, I know where we are, and we're pleased with where he's at. Again, he, like all rookies, I mean, he makes his mistakes. But I wouldn't say that he's out of place. I wouldn't say that he's a fish out of water. He's no different than a lot of rookies. But you do see the athletic skill. You do see the physical talent that he has.
You mentioned Kreiner. What did you see last year, and what does he need to do to get better?
Well, I think it's a lot of that's going to be confidence. As a rookie last year, he didn't see much play time. He had a great off season, and made a lot of big plays for us in the off season. And then we kind of lost him a little bit as we went along. But he's a guy that he's a big body that has a good catching radius really makes it comfortable for the quarterback to be able to throw the ball to him in a contested environment.
Coach, what's your take on Tyler Wilson? I don't know if he's good at poker or what, but he looks comfortable out there. He doesn't come off as some rookie that's just learning and being overwhelmed with the amount that he has to learn.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's one of the things about him. I mean, he's got some moxie to him. He's got some savviness to him. Still got a long way to go as far as learning the offense, learning the NFL game, but he's a guy that hopefully we can develop and he can be better for us.
Does he look like a fourth-round pick, or does he look like more? You have way too early to say.
We hadn't even started. We hadn't even put the pads on and put him in a real contested environment. So, we'll see when we get into training camp where he's at.
Questions for Coach? Thank you.
Thanks. All right, guys.